I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
All right, we are back for another year of the 49ers Rush roster countdown. Year four, where we've done every single player. And with the International Player Pathway Program, we've got 91 again this year. And that's what we're going to start off with. Counting down, the whole significance of this entire series is helping people understand who they are watching during the preseason, during training camp, when they're getting these reports, and just understanding what these guys' background are, how they got to where they are. And hopefully, at the end of each episode, I mean, we got 91 of them, we're going to understand a little bit better who these players are, what they can offer the 49ers. And the ranking system is comprised completely of what their importance is to the 2025 season alone. So this has nothing to do with future years or what they've done in the past, even though we do base a lot of what the expectations are based on what they did in the past. And we have four rankers this year and four executive producers, Ben, Josh, Zach, and myself, and all of us go through all these players. So at number 91, we have our International Player Pathway Program player, Isaac Alarcón, the Mexican juggernaut, as he is known. Now, his rankings for this in our three ranking series, 91, there were some issues with, you know, what players were cut, and, you know, we were sitting at 92 for a while, but the roster is finally shook out. So now we know. Here's the issue, the good and the bad. Isaac Alarcón has been suspended for performance-enhancing drugs, and so he's dealing with the six-game suspension, which definitely does not help him. But the good news, his roster spot's not in jeopardy. Every single team in the NFL is allocated one player in this International Player Pathway Program to help spread awareness to, again, he's from Mexico, and, you know, they're all over, and each division has different players from different countries. But that's the opportunity that is being provided. And so I think that's a big deal. Now, last year in the 2024 roster countdown, Isaac came in at number 86. So he's fallen to 91. We'll explain why. His jersey number 67, which is fitting because he is 6'7". He's a big dude. 6'7", 320. Huge. Again, the Mexican juggernaut. Like, that is just such a freaking badass name. And he's about to turn 27. He's currently 26. In July, he becomes 27, entering into his fifth season. Now, he went to Universidad, I'm going to mess this up, and I apologize, Autonoma de Nuevo León. And so that's where he went to school. It was high school number 9, a very original name. And in college, he went to the Monterey Institute of Technology and Higher Education, which they had a football team. Born and raised in Monterrey, Mexico, and he started playing football at the age of 14 at Club Pumas, which is a youth football club. He was an all-star in that. And in 2016, he was on the Mexico national team that ended in a bronze medal in the Under-19 World Championships in China. Then he contributed to the ITESM, winning the Mexican College Football National Championship by playing both right and left tackle in his college career. And so he's been a part of this, you know, International Player Pathway Program for several years. He spent his first four years with the Cowboys, just finished his fifth year with us. He's going into his sixth year, but 5 years in the NFL. And, you know, he even had some time was drafted by the Calgary Stampeders in the third round, the 2021 CFL Global Draft, but stayed on the practice squad with the Cowboys. I think that was a smart move. And when he was with the Cowboys, he actually went through a position switch. They switched him to defensive line for about half a year. Then he switched back. He's played tackle mostly for the 49ers, and that's where he's going to stay. Now, his contract is a one-year, $840,000 with zero guaranteed money. This, again, make no mistake, you always hope every single player can, like, oh, man, maybe he can fight for a starting job. Or that's not going to happen here. This is to expand the NFL brand and to create ambassadors to go back to where they're from to spread the NFL. That's what that is. Hopefully coaching in the future or something along those lines. That's what the, he's played zero career starts in his, you know, NFL career. He's played zero NFL games. He has zero snaps during the regular season. Now, good news, bad news, suspended. But, and without pay, that's another killer, but he gets to participate in mini camp and preseason games, which is, that's the number one thing for him. Last year in the preseason, he got 70 snaps in the three preseason games last year. That's huge. That's what you want him to get, is these preseason snaps and just to get eyes on him and experience and be able to take that experience and teach others. But it was really bad in those times. So he allowed five pressures and had two penalties in those 70 snaps. Finished with a 20 pass blocking grade on PFF. Not good. And then you add on to that the suspension and losing the money. Like, that's going to hurt. But his roster spot's not really in question. So I think he stays on the team. Because the international player exemption, that's going to get there. But that's about it. I don't think that there's any chance he's going to play the regular season, and that's why he comes in at number 91. But it's important to know who he is. And whenever you're watching the preseason games and you see number 67 go out there, I've experienced this, you know, in person, and people are going to get loud because this is a chance to celebrate somebody that is completely different with a very unorthodox story heading into the NFL. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, we went to Mexico City a couple years ago and we had Alfredo, you know, was on the team. He's from Mexico too. He led the 49ers out of the tunnel. And everybody was asking me, you know, the Mexican nationals and stuff and the fans down there, oh, is Alfredo going to play? Is Alfredo going to play? Like, is there a chance? Is there a chance? The amount of hope that people like Isaac Alarcon and Alfredo bring to groups of people that are not used to seeing players from where they are from is important, especially whenever you talk about kids. It just lets them know that there's a possibility of this. So I am an Isaac Alarcon fan. I hope that he gets to dominate in the preseason, but that's really about it. The suspension does not help, but who knows what is in store in the future? Probably not going to be playing for the 49ers or any NFL team, but coaching and, you know, front office, any of those types of things, those are all possibilities the longer he sticks around. But for us, the first of 91 episodes, that's going to conclude us. And man, for everybody on the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
All right, I'm excited about this one. Coming in on our roster countdown for 2025, Curtis Rourke. We got our first rookie and seventh-round pick, obviously, but Curtis Rourke's a little bit different because he's coming off an ACL injury and surgery. So our rankings for him were 77, 90, 90, and 89. Comes in number 90 out of 91, the International Player Pathway Program. And so, again, this entire roster countdown series is biggest impact on the 2025 season alone. That's why Curtis Rourke is ranked so low, because guess what? This is a redshirt year. Curtis Rourke ain't going anywhere. This dude going to be around the 49ers for a little bit. And have to say thank you to our executive producers, Zach, Ben, and Josh. They helped out big time. So, Curtis Rourke, who is he? Quarterback wearing jersey number 4, 6'4", 220, 30-inch arms, not very long arms, 24 years old. He is 10 months younger than Brock Purdy, who's just completed his third year and is already on a second contract. Like, these post-COVID players, man, they played a lot of football. So, with Curtis Rourke, you're getting a lot of experience and a lot of playing time. Tough as hell. Interesting player. Now, you don't have much of the testing data. You don't have a 40, 10-yard, three-cone, vertical, broad, whatever. He had a torn ACL. He played the entire season at Indiana and led them to the college football playoffs on a torn ACL. Just brace that thing up, tape it up, coach. Stood around like a statue in the pocket and just did his thing. Now, he's from Canada, north of the border, born and raised in Kitchener, Ontario. I think I said that right. Rourke attended Holy Trinity High School in Oakville, Ontario, and he began his college career at Ohio University, not Ohio State, Ohio in the MAC, was there from 2019 to 2023 before transferring for his super senior year to Indiana in 2024. Now, listen to some of these awards that Curtis Rourke has picked up along the way. MAC Most Valuable Player, MAC Offensive Player of the Year, First Team All-MAC, won the 2022 Vern Smith Leadership Award for the entire MAC conference. Included on the watch list for the Maxwell Award, Davey O'Brien Award, Walter Camp Award, Manning Award, Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, second team All-MAC in 2023, second team All-Big Ten this recent year in 2024, and the John Cornish Trophy in 2024 he won. So, born to Larry and Robin Rourke, his older brother Nathan, who preceded Curtis, was also a quarterback at Ohio. It's in the blood, baby. It's a family profession. He is a professional quarterback who plays for the BC Lions in the Canadian Football League. And he's already married, Curtis Rourke is, to Caroline Rourke. Very devout in his faith. He said, quote, this is Curtis Rourke, quote, "My identity is in Jesus and not my sport. I may have a bad practice, may have a bad throw, but knowing that no matter what, Jesus is proud of me. He's proud that I'm there, and my goal every day is to work to glorify him," end quote. Definitely going to have a pretty good pairing with Brock Purdy. Those two guys seem to be birds of a feather. Now, I had the wonderful opportunity to interview his teammate at Indiana, CJ West, who fourth round pick. He's going to show up much later on this roster countdown. But I asked CJ West, who is Curtis Rourke and what are the 49ers getting in him? Here's what he said.
Not one, but two Hoosiers. You talked about your guy, Kurt. Now they bring over the teammate, the quarterback. Man, what are the 49ers getting in quarterback? Like, he's awesome. He's tough as hell. What's your take on being a teammate of his last
man,
year?
Man, Kurt is tough as nails. I have history with Kurt. Me and him played against each other every year at our old school. So I've had a decent amount of run-ins with him. Played him about 5 times in my career. But Kurt is a different, bro. He's a guy who's just like, he's tough as nails. He don't care about nothing. He's going to come in and do his job. He's going to lead by example. he's going to show everybody, like, hey, like, you can trust in me. You know, I can take the offense and I can take the team and be leader of the team and do what I have to do on and off the field, regardless of the situation. He's one heck of a guy, I'll tell you that. And he's just tough, and he's got high character. Like, he's going to level up on his teammates when he needs to.
Man, you got to love it. Quote, one heck of a guy who is tough and has high character, end quote. That's who Curtis Rourke is. That's who the 49ers want. Now, my pre-draft write-up of him and kind of how high I had him ranked as a fourth-round pick. Now, the ACL, obviously, you know, I don't dock players for their injuries. The film said fourth-round pick. 49ers got him in seventh round. Here was my pre-draft write-up before the Niners drafted him. Size, poise, and command. Tall and poised in the pocket. The poise comes off like crazy. And when you realize you're watching this kid's tape, and he can't move because he has a torn ACL, it is still so calm, cool, and collected in the pocket. It's a testament to the toughness. Navigates pressure well. Operates offense on time and in rhythm. Tell me that's not a Shanahan guy. Good command and knows where his guys are and where they're going to be. Statue-like, lacks mobility with a good, not great arm. Can zip the ball over the middle and give it some touch. At his best on his first read. Knows where he wants to go with the ball before the snap. Now, shout out to my man, Brian Carter, 99. He helped with that write-up as well before. And so, like, that's what you're getting with him. Now, Rourke was eligible to be drafted not only in the NFL, but the CFL as well, the Canadian Football League. And he was. He was drafted in both. Rourke was drafted in the seventh round, pick 227 for the 49ers. But he was also drafted number 25 overall by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Obviously, he chose the 49ers in the NFL. And again, you have to understand the reason for this ranking is being at 90 is because of the injury. On January 3rd, 2025, it was announced Rourke had played the entire 2024 season on a torn ACL in his right knee. And it's important to understand this is not his first ACL tear in his right knee. This is his second. He has torn the ACL in his right knee not once, but twice. And went through the surgery right after they were eliminated from the college football playoff. When he's going to be available, who knows? Now, his rookie contract, he signed on May 9th, 2025 this year. Four-year contract valued at $4.3 million, basically right at $1 million per year, with $134,000 fully guaranteed at signing. Now, obviously, he hasn't played yet because he's a rookie, but started all 12 games last year, 711 snaps for Indiana. And if you look at his stats, it's pretty impressive. 222 completions on 322 passes. That's 68.9 completion percentage. Great. 3,000 plus yards, 9.4 yards per attempt. That's great. 29 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Protect the ball. Protect the ball. His turnover-worthy play percentage is 2.6%. That is elite. Now, if you take away the drops that he had at Indiana, his completion percentage would have been 74.4. So, like, this dude lit up the Big Ten. Had a chance to win the Big Ten outright. Came up short, but still, incredible year. Because of the ACL and that injury, he will qualify for the non-football injury. Now, I understand somebody's like, wait a second. This dude got injured playing football. How is he going to go on the NFI or the non-football injury? The NFL draft determines any injury that you bring in before the draft, before you are drafted, as a non-football injury. So it's really a non-NFL football injury. But what that means is he does not have to count against the 53-man roster. If the 49ers put Curtis Rourke on the NFI instead of the 53, he just sits for a year. His contract tolls, kind of like Juwan Jennings did. And guess what? He gets to go into his rookie year next year. So I fully do expect that to be the case. Maybe he rebounds and comes back earlier than everybody thinks, but I doubt it. I think the 49ers seem pretty good with Brock Purdy, McCorkle Jones, and Tanner Mordecai pulling up at number 3. And then Curtis Rourke, the whole scenario, the whole hope, why you drafted him in the first place, is now you have competition for next year's quarterback too. McCorkle Jones on a one-year deal. So Tanner Mordecai and Curtis Rourke get to compete for that number 2 spot, and if it doesn't work out, then you bring in a more promised veteran number 2 like you have with Sam Darnold, Joshua Dobbs, Brandon Allen, McCorkle Jones, like those guys. But the whole move of this, obviously Brock Purdy's your guy after that huge contract, but you might be able to get a bargain bin basement salary cap quarterback too long term. You allow Curtis Rourke to sit for a year, learn the ropes, be in the quarterback room, watch film, learn the system, understand what Shanahan wants, does not want, and then you step in 2026, you're ready to go. Competition for number two. That's the pathway and a big reason why the 49ers took him in the seventh round. So full redshirt season seems to be on the prowl for Curtis Rourke, but I really like this guy. One of my favorite picks the 49ers made, and I just thought it was really smart looking forward. Excited to see what he's going to bring. I just doubt he's going to play a lot this year. Redshirt year is what it is, and that's why he comes in number 90s. The 2025 49ers roster countdown continues. Number 89, interior offensive lineman Zach Johnson. UFL, North Dakota State, played with Trey Lance there, whether that's a good or a bad thing. But he's been around the NFL for a while, bouncing around practice squad to practice squad to practice squad. Even a short stint in the UFL, baby. So Zach Johnson comes in number 89. And again, this entire series is impact on the 2025 season only. That's it. You got 91 players with the international player pathway. Zach Johnson comes in number 89. Now, shout out to Josh, Ben, and Zach, our executive producers of this series. Zach Johnson is a center guard prospect. Wears jersey number 69. Nice. 6'6", 301. Short arms, 31.5-inch arms. That is guaranteed to keep you on the inside. 28 years old. And probably the biggest flaw and reason why he hasn't been able to stick around and get more playing time, he is slow. He's got the 6'6 length. He's got the 301 weight. He ran a 5.5940. That is off. 1.8 10-yard split. That is not good. 8.3 cone, not good. 26 vert, not good. He just does not have the movement skills of what zone teams like the 49ers covet. However, the way in which he plays when you watch his tape, which you got to watch preseason tape if you want to see him, he fits. He's aggressive. He's got a strong upper body, 24 bench press reps. Like, he fits the system. It's just he's so heavy-footed, way too heavy-footed. Now, he's had 5 seasons in the NFL, went undrafted in 2020. He's played 5 total regular season snaps in his entire career, but 355 preseason snaps. Man, that is about half a season of a starting caliber snap total. Like, if you get close to 700 snaps, you're doing okay. So he's played a lot, mostly in most of his preseason snaps, 2022 with the Broncos, 2023 with the Titans, 2024 with the Browns. So he's got the experience, but it's all from a preseason. Now, he's from Minnesota up north, graduated from Spring Lake Park High School in Blaine, Minnesota, was a 3-star varsity letter winner, a 3-year varsity letter winner. Sorry, played hockey, baseball. He was offensive tackle, defensive tackle, and kicker. So maybe a little Jake Moody competition there. No, I'm just joking. But he committed to North Dakota State and ended up playing with Trey Lance. Redshirted as a true freshman back in 2015. Saw limited action in 2016 as a left tackle, appeared in 8 games, then became the full-time starter in 2017. 15 games he started at right tackle, made, honorable mention all-conference. Then he started 18 games in 2018. That was with Trey Lance and all that kind of time period that went on. Football, the Mountain Valley Football Conference, he was all Missouri Valley, sorry. As a senior in 2019, moved to right guard, started 16 games, allowed only 1 sack, helping North Dakota State win their 3rd straight national championship, first team All-American, all that stuff, invited to the Collegiate Bowl. He's a player, but the limitations to his length, his arm length, lack thereof, and just being heavy-footed. His brother is also a player, played college football at Bemidji State University, shout out to Fargo. And went undrafted in 2020 to the Green Bay Packers. Now, here is his journey through the NFL, okay? Signs with the Packers in 2020 as an undrafted free agent. Gets released on final roster cuts, but gets brought right back to the practice squad. So, early on, it's like, okay, cool. He gets elevated in his rookie year against the Carolina Panthers, but didn't get any snaps. So it's like, ah, man, they threw him a bone, just didn't work out. And then he got cut the following year, right when it was time for roster cuts again. Then he signs with the Cardinals on their practice squad, was with them for about a month, gets released. Then he goes to the Broncos, was on their practice squad, reserve contract, all that stuff. And just brought back it up, but he was released final cuts. Then he goes to the Ravens on their practice squad, was with them for about 3 months in season. They didn't bring him back. And then the Tennessee Titans. He's an NFL journeyman that just bounces from practice squad to practice squad. And finally, with the Tennessee Titans, this is the 2022 season, his former teammate at North Dakota State, Dylan Radunz, goes on injured reserve. They elevate Zach Johnson to the active roster against the Cowboys, and he actually got a play. He got 4 offensive snaps, 3 special team snaps, 7 snaps total. Nothing really in particular. It's 7 snaps. It's whatever you do with that. He gets waived a little after that, signs with the Birmingham Stallions of the UFL. It was an all-UFL team. Like, he got a play for them. Then he was with the Browns last year. It never caught on too much, and the 49ers just brought him back. So the 49ers signed him to their practice squad last season, during the season, right before the Cardinals game, December 31st. They signed him to the practice squad and then brought him to a reserve contract. So they got a peek of him for about a week and said, yeah, this is somebody we want back. He got an $840,000 deal with 0 guarantees. Obviously, if you're a career practice squad player, don't expect a lot of guaranteed money. It's a vet minimum deal. He's played in 1 game in his career through 5 years. So what is it that you're looking for him? Here's the problem for Zach Johnson. Guard is probably the most depth, not quality depth, but the most bodies of any offensive line group. And really almost besides safety, it's like safety then guard for most depth on this team, on this current roster. I don't see a way, a pathway for him to make the active 53, but maybe he could be one of those practice squad guys. If there's an injury or two at the guard position, maybe he could find his way in there. I do love, and it bodes well for Zach Johnson, that the 49ers saw him for a week and said, yeah, this is somebody we want back. But they drafted a guard, Connor Colby, and they brought in another undrafted free agent guard after that. So both those guys will probably take precedence, and that's why Zach Johnson comes in number 89 on the 49ers roster countdown. Career player, a lot of experience, a lot of practice experience. We'll have to see. Can he make the 49ers better on game day? If he's going to do that, it's probably going to be giving the 49ers defense a look on the practice squad. But who knows? Zach Johnson, it's not done yet. Hopefully he keeps fighting. And number 69, we will see out on the field during the preseason and training camp. And so number 89, Zach Johnson for the 49ers rush team. We'll just keep counting them down.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to Aero-HIIT to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.